All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wethem, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from Tarzana, California. She's the owner of BU Hypnotherapy. Please welcome Jessica Morales. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. That's what I like to hear. So, BUHypnotherapy.com, B-E-Y-O-U, BUHypnotherapy.com. That is the website. You can check it out for more information. Jessica, why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So, I actually am a certified hypnotherapist and EFT Emotional Freedom Technique practitioner. And I've been in business for about 2 decades, so I use a lot of different tool sets in my modality to help my clients.
Okay. All right. So tell us about hypnotherapy. How does it work?
So how does it work? That's a really good question I get asked all the time. So let me share with you sort of what a session is like, because I think that will help the listeners understand. The clients describe it as like a mind-body massage. The client comes in, they discuss their personal goals and their career goals, and then I explain to them that they are in full control. They can open up their eyes at any time. They can get up at any time. And then I do stress release exercises so that we can clear out anything that the client doesn't want to have in the body anymore. For example, like anxiety. So that way we can work from a positive launching pad to do the meaningful work. So imagery is a key tool that I use in my practice, because the mind largely communicates through images. And Robert, you know, like how athletes use visualization, right? Like to achieve their goals.
Oh my goodness, so it's one of the biggest things. You sit in the locker room before the game, right? You usually throw either your earphones in or your headphones on, right? You put a towel over your head and you just lean over and you just get in the zone.
In the zone, and there you go. That is called the flow zone. So for people who can relate to what you just said, that's a hypnotic state. Get in the zone, and if they can create that in their mind, they can actually go out into the field and make it happen in real life. So it's the same concept when clients come in. And so I'll use direct suggestions with them or exploratory questions where they answer me and I can gain key insights with them. And it's sort of called an alert restfulness. Okay, because Robert, the mind is so focused, but the body is physically relaxed. So why that works, what you just said, is because the brain synapses are stronger in the imagination. And because there is no difference between fantasy and reality in the subconscious mind, the mind actually accepts it as possible and doable. So then the athlete, the client, whoever, the worker, leaves with a state of I can, I am, and I will.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah. All right, so listen. Can you just describe for me what an actual session experience is like for the client?
Well, that was more that what I just gave you is more like that actual session of how I take them through it itself. But some of the key differences that I didn't mention that I want to add to what I just shared with you is that really the work is focused on moving the clients forward to a positive place. You know, so we don't spend the time in peeling back the layers of the past. It's really about how do you wish to feel today? What kind of person do you wish to become? And what life do you wish to have today, right? And then we can move you forward. So we work with the subconscious mind, because that's where all your feelings are stored about how you feel about things, your memories, your belief system. So if I can take you, Robert, through an experience of that change you want to achieve through your subconscious mind, guess what? You're actually going to believe it can happen. Because if you can feel it, you can believe it. So there's a second component to this that I wanted to share with you that also makes us quite unique in a session, is that we use deepening and progressive relaxation techniques. And that's done to relax the physical body, because you carry so much stress and tension and you know, just so many things in your body. And if you think about it, where there's calm, there cannot exist stress and anxiety, right? And that's known as fight or flight. So through hypnosis, through this state of alert restfulness, the mind and the body begin to align to a state of balance, and this is what leads to that mind shift that begins to open up the new neural pathways. And the last point I wanted to share with you is when the mind operates from a coherent place like that, like in the zone, like you just brilliantly described, that's the hypnotic state. That's the ideal state for learning and for getting in your flow, where creativity and thinking and all those solutions and fast things that you have to do so quickly in the field can happen rather quickly. Does that make sense to you?
Of course it does. Yeah, I used to sit in the locker room all the time and just sort of like visualize what I'm going to do and try to play out the entire basketball game that I'm about to play in. I try to play the entire thing out in my head so that, you know, once the game actually starts, I'm sort of prepared for whatever's coming at me. So whatever's coming. That's right.
Right. And what you're really doing is conditioning your body to match with what's in your mind. Think of it like that. So that's all we're doing. So now imagine if you apply that to other goals in your life.
Right. And, you know, I was just about to ask you, you know, how can you use hypnotherapeutic tools, you know, for workplace improvement? You know, everybody's trying to get better. Everybody wants to get a promotion. Everybody wants to get a raise. Everybody wants to do better. So how can they use these tools and techniques to get there?
So, you know, there's a lot of fight or flight that's happening in the workplace, right? There's stress triggers, there's task saturation, and people are not in a present place, and they're very either constricted, not feeling open, not in their flow zone. So if we can get people at the workplace to get in their flow zone, their productivity can nearly double or more. And it's because they're using their best skills for optimal peak performance. Same concept, okay? So what I do is I go into the workplace and I manage groups on emotional intelligence, and I help them go cultivate what's called a mind right. I've termed that mind right. So how do we take a mind that is set to a mind that is flexible, solution oriented, and can transition from the reactor, which comes from the subconscious mind, to a responder, which comes from the conscious mind, logical response mode. So some of the techniques that I teach them is like, for example, breath work to stay calm under pressure, EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique. So that way, any negativity in the body, you can release it and get the body out of a state of dis-ease and into a state of flow. So if you're open like that, just again, like in the playing field, I like to use that analogy, you're more open to come up with solutions right away instead of being frustrated and closed off, right? And then lastly, I use group visualization so that the employees can experience what is it like to step into your excellent self at work in the role that you currently play. And they love that. They love that so much. And then we conclude with a mindfulness self-care toolbox that they can activate at any time. So we see increases in virtuous behavior, intrinsic motivation, work engagement, creative thinking, and more. And the company goes into a culture that transforms to what is called a positive organization. Wouldn't you want to go to work there?
Of course I would. Absolutely. So you know, just what are some of the goals that you have for your company going forward?
So the mission, honestly, for my company, it's very, very core to me. Every decision I make is about inspiring and educating corporations and individuals globally to step into the best self, their best self. And that's why my practice is called Be You with a capital Y-O-U. That is the ideal you that blooms in your personal and career life. And I leave space for grace, you know, to not have it all figured out so that I can give room for what I call redirects. You get redirects all the time in your pathway, and you're not even knowing that it's coming your way. So if you welcome that, that will certainly enrich your life in new ways.
All right. So what's the best way to contact you for more information?
So my site is buebeyouhypnotherapy.com. My email, buehypnotherapy@gmail.com. And there's a lot of educational resources and videos and how to get in touch if you're interested in corporate, group, or private sessions. I also do in-person, Skype, phone, teleconferencing, and I also travel for speaking engagements. On Instagram, I'm at BUBloom.
Perfect. Jessica Morales, thank you for your time.
You're so welcome.
Great job, by the way.
Thank you, Robert. Take good care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. This is the Professionals Roundtable on All Business Media FM. I'm Rob Wetham. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back with more interesting interviews right after this short break. In the meantime, check me out on social media at Rob W Radio.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he...
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing, forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.